I'm Chris Harwood, and this is live from Studio A. We have what I consider to be now a Duluth institution in the studio, and I think this is the first time that they've been in. Though I know that the way Duluth bands often work, everybody plays with everybody else, so probably in one way or another, you've each been in here at some point in the last couple of years. And I know, Jamie, you played Northfest last year. You opened the coffee shop here at UMD.
Yeah, that was a good time.
We have the Boomchucks with us today. Brad Nelson, sorry, on drums, and Jamie Ness on guitar. Now, you guys have been involved with Dylan Fest a lot over the last few years in many different ways, and we'll get into a lot of that. We'll also talk about the new Duluth Does Dylan album that I know you guys put a track on as well. But I'd love if we could start out with a song.
I'd like to play something from our latest album, Antidote. The song's called Peaches. Check, check. Check. I'm gonna build me a cabin on a mountain high, so I can see my girl when she go walking by. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have what I love, want it none at all. Peaches in the summertime, peaches in the summertime. If I can't have what I love, y'all can never mind. Peaches in the summertime. Well, I intend to love you, got the will to try. I won't put myself above you, see you eye to eye. Walk me through the grapevines to your mama's door. You won't ever have to be alone no more. Peaches in the summertime. Peaches in the summertime. Peaches in the summertime. Peaches in the summertime. Skipping out the door, I know that you're wondering what we do this for. Don't know what happened, but I know one fact. Ever comes along, yeah, you know we got your back. Those peaches in the summertime, peaches in the summertime.
Boomchucks here live from Studio A, and that's Peaches. That's from Antidote, is that right? Your
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's from our latest album,
which just came out last year. And you had one, I believe, before that, a 7 or 8 song album, self-titled. But again, I know you've been in lots of other bands, and especially actually the Boomchucks have been out under lots of many different names here and there, and like playing Dylan Fest, doing the Blood on the Tracks Express. You've gone under the name the Freewheelers. Which is that basically just the two of you, or is it actually an expanded or an augmented version of the Boomchucks?
It's always been the two of us, and some years it's just been the two of us, and some years we kind of expand it and augment it. So we're at, yeah. So yeah, I guess we're the core, but it's always changed and morphed, and even sometimes the Boomchucks have as well. So yeah, we're kind of a collective, I guess.
And this year you're doing the Blood and, the Express again as part of the Duluth Dillon Fest, and but this year it's under the Boomchucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's listed some places as the Boomchucks as the Freewheelers. But yeah, just so people know, we're doing our Dillon stuff. That's right. Just kind of our way of compartmentalizing that, I guess.
Now, I heard, I read on a website that may or may not be up to 5 or 6 years old, but it was the description you guys gave of the Boomchucks. And I thought, this is like the perfect description for a band. It's, you said, the Boomchucks are your friendly neighborhood bar band.
I like that.
That's like a t-shirt worthy slogan.
We should go with that.
You know, it's just.
You wrote that, Jamie.
Let's go with that. Well, yeah. Well, if I wrote that, then I think that's pretty good. That should be our motto now. Your friendly neighborhood bar band.
Now, you guys have been playing as the Boomchucks for several years now. Mm-hmm. Have you been playing together for a long time, or how did you guys decide to form?
Yeah, the first time we played together actually was on the first Duluth Does Dillon CD.
Oh, and, way back.
Yeah, okay. Jamie came up from Minneapolis to record on it and just reached out to me somehow and said, hey, will you play with me? So that was our first time. And then, you know.
That was probably like 1999.
Yeah, I think so. And then we've sat in on various things together. And then in 2006, the Boomchucks actually formed as the house band at Fitker's Brewhouse for a while there. And then we quit doing that, but we kept being a band. So
wow.
We had a Thursday night standing gig.
A regular thing for a while. Yeah.
Kind of helped to get us going, though.
Locked in that Boomchuck sound.
Yeah.
Yep.
I heard you were using, during the warm-up, you used the phrase Boomchuckians, the most Boomchuck sesh. What was
Well, we're called the Boomchucks because if we don't know what to do, we do this. That's
Boomchuck. It's a vamp to kind of keep the thing moving until you can figure out what's next. Yeah, it's,
yeah. That's how we got our name.
Fantastic. Well, but now as a two-piece band, now you were using a pedal a minute ago to kind of capture a rhythm you were playing on the guitar. And so you kind of sequence on top of yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys favor playing as a two-piece? I imagine you might have augmented on the recording of Antidote. Did you have a bass player in? Did you have some other people with you?
We did have some great players in, especially Russell Sackett, who played most of the auxiliary instruments on the album. But live, it works really well to be a two-piece, you know, just because people's schedules and, you know what I mean, just everything's a lot simpler. If Brad and I didn't see each other for 6 months, we could probably walk into a bar and play a gig.
So it's not like band by committee. I imagine if you do have 8 people in a group, it's never going to be easy to get anybody in the room at the same time for rehearsals, much less a gig, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of a recession business model.
Well, Brad, do you play other instruments too? Or do you just play drums? You guys are both contributing harmonies, which is great.
Yeah. You know, a little living room strum, but no, really, I've never played guitar. I started out in a band everyone's heard of, the high school band back in Brainerd, as a trumpet player. So I don't know. But, yeah, drums was always kind of a calling. I started playing pretty young with my brother, and I, Tim, would write songs in our bedroom and take turns. He had a little drum kit about the size of this here, and we'd just take turns being the lead singer and the drummer. And so that was starting out in grade school, like probably third, fourth grade, we started writing our own material like that. Right. So I don't know. It's always, I always felt just drawn to the drums for some reason. It's physical and obviously rhythmic, but I kind of enjoy that sort of thing. So, the Boomchucks has been really fun, though, just to be able to, you know, sing more harmonies with Jamie and interact more on that level, too. It's been new. It was a new challenge for sure. It's been fun.
And Jamie, you, of course, are a Duluth native.
Yes,
right?
I am.
And
yep.
You graduated from Central.
Central High, yeah. And and grew up right down the hill from here. And
So now your brother was involved with Homegrown for years, and you were, of course, a homegrown fixture for many years as well. So you guys have just been live on the music scene in Duluth since you were kids, probably.
Yeah, since I was a teenager, you know, on and off. I always had a band. It's just kind of something to do.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot. In fact, I used to work here at the station a little bit in the 90s. I was a college student and making little documentaries where we used to actually cut tape and paste actual physical tape.
The old days with the razor blade and the blue tape. Yeah.
So I used to work here a little bit.
Cool. Now, you said that you got together for the first Duluth Does Dylan album that was back in like 2000, 2001. And then you're on the latest one as well. You've got your contribution on this one is a version of Maggie's Farm.
Yep.
And you recorded it at Sacred Heart.
Mm-hmm. That's right. With Tom Fabchance. He's here today. Yeah.
Yeah, he's mixing right now.
Tom helped recorded and produced our record as well, The Antidote, Boom Chuck's record. So. Yeah, we worked a lot with Tom.
I want to talk with Tom about the overall project a bit here, too, but let's hear another song right now, if you guys got one.
What do you want to play, Brad?
I don't know, Jamie.
Well, I'm excited about playing on the train, the Blood and on the Tracks Express on Thursday, so I think it might be fun to do a Dylan song. You know, speaking of the Boom Chuck sound, I'd like to play this thing called Honey, Just Allow Me One More Chance.
It's appropriate. It's a train song.
Including our signature beat. So here it is, okay? Well, honey, just allow me one more chance to get along with you. Honey, just allow me one more chance, I'd do anything for you. I've been walking down the road with my head in my hands, looking for a woman who wants a worried man. It's a one kind of fear. Ask you, allow me just one more chance. Chance to ride your aeroplane. Honey, just allow me one more chance to ride your passenger train. I've been looking all over for a girl like you, but I can't find one, so you'll have to do just one kind of favor. Ask you, allow me just one more chance.
Chuck's Live Studio A. You know, it's, I think, a real testament to songwriting. And, you know, Jamie, I know you write a lot of the songs for the Boom Chucks, but given that you do a lot of Dylan covers too, I'm not going to ask you to compare yourself one-to-one to Dylan's songwriting, but just to the art of songwriting in general, the idea of songwriting, to create songs, as I think Dylan has done, that, and I think it's proven with the Duluth Does Dylan, along with I'm sure hundreds of Dylan tribute albums made around the world and Dylan covers by the thousands, tens of thousands probably by this point, that songwriting, and you know, even Dylan's live recordings, that reinventing a song, that a song doesn't have to be cast in stone to be done a certain way all the time, that maybe a mark of a good songwriter is its malleability. You know, and so I think the way that you can reinvent something and cast it in a different light, different tempo, different instrumentation, all those things, that's perhaps a good mark.
It's really fun, you know. I mean, we play all kinds of roots music, just like KUMD does, you know. I mean, we'll just be at the bar playing requests and just trying things. And that's one of the things I love about Dylan is that any genre of American music, he's done a really, you know, excellent version of, you know. And so you can learn a lot about American history and just music in general by listening to all of his records. And that's one thing that I love about Dylan. You think, whoa, I didn't know a folk song could do that certain thing, or a country song or a soul song or whatever have you. You know, he just made like primo versions of all these great genres in American music. That's one thing I really love about Dylan.
Yeah. So for the Boomchucks now, for those albums, now the first one, for example, you wrote, I think, all the songs on that one. And Antidote was, what was the songwriting story there?
Yeah, I wrote all the songs on Antidote. And our first album has a version of Rolled and Tumbled, which is an old blues tune.
Oh, that's right.
You know, but other than that, yeah. And Brad kind of kicked in. There would be times in the studio where I'd be like, I don't like this one lyric, you know, and we just kick it around and come up with, you know, some little edits and stuff in the studio.
Well, you guys play together, you make it look so easy. And I think that to me is something that's often harder than you'd think. And I know you guys have been playing together for years, but it just, you make it look effortless when you lock in. And you do, you just locked right in with that tempo. It seemed to be...
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. I think it's just a lot of miles on the horse, you know.
Yeah, well.
A lot of 3-hour gigs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there's a reason that, you know, James Brown's band was so tight. They rehearsed a lot. They played together a lot. And
yeah.
It's only from lots of practice and probably years of playing that can just become a machine that you can tighten up.
I like being in
well.
A working band. You know, I think our last gig was a birthday party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're just like working. I like it that way, you know, and doing a Dylan set to me, that's fun. So, you know, yeah. I'm just glad to be working.
Now, what made you choose Maggie's Farm for the latest album, the Dylan album, which they bring it all back to Duluth Does Dylan, which is coming out tomorrow. And I should mention, at the Rex Bar at 7:30, doors open at 7, and you guys and many others are playing. So when you were asked to contribute another song, was Maggie's Farm something that just came right to mind? Did you have to toss around a few dozen before you landed on one?
You want to take that, Jim?
That's been on our set list for years, and we really like playing it. To me, that's a really rocking song, you know. I really enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
So that's been in our set list, so it's kind of an easy choice for one that we really enjoy playing.
Right. So it wasn't like you found something that you had to blow the dust off and kind of try to figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. You really had it in the quiver already. So
well, we had Dickie Brooks on the bass and Eric Berry on mandolin in the studio for this version, which was a lot of fun.
Cool. Wow. I wonder if I could get Tom Fabjans up on a mic for a second to chat about this. Now, Tom, did you have to, when you select the 15 to 20 artists that appear on these records, is it a question of taking out the Dylanalia, the entire thing, and say, now that one's been done, this one's been done, and do people have a pecking order if they're fighting over who gets to do that song? Or how does that get sorted? That you could get 20 bands to all agree on doing something different by Dylan?
There was very little fighting, believe it or not. No repeats on the project.
That's good.
So it's been 60 different tracks, no repeat bands, no repeat songs. 60 artists, some of it recycled, people jumping into different bands under different names and that sort, but it's been...
That's a Duluth tradition.
That's
though,
right.
Yeah, so that's... Well, you know, he's done, 60 albums, so that 60 songs can be found shouldn't be that difficult, but I always feel like there would be, you know, a few dozen at the top of everybody's list that, you know, to say, well, we've got a great new way to do that one. It's completely different than what was done back in 03 on the second Duluth Does Dylan. Can't we please do that one? So there isn't any of that kind of begging or borrowing or stealing to try and get something.
Nope, and it's been pretty surprising, the tracks that people... have not chosen up until this point.
Yeah.
Like Maggie's Farm, Desolation Row, Like a Rolling Stone.
Right. Well, maybe some of those are just too much of a hallmark that to try and approach that is just getting too close to the sun, you know? It's, I don't know. I mean, maybe Like a Rolling Stone is just too emblematic of Dylan. You feel like that would be just getting too close to the gods.
No, check it out. It's great.
That's fantastic. So now, this is the fourth one you've done, and there's been a period of time in between each.
About 5 years.
Yeah, you could almost, though, as you say, with 60 songs so far and hundreds to go, you could almost do one every month, it seems, and
never
run out.
Yeah, I don't
think
we're going to make it to the end.
Yeah, it would be an exhausting process to have to do one all the time. So, but it's great that that people are indeed finding a song that you'd be surprised that people would record or... And actually, and Jamie, I think I saw a blog interview with you from some time back. It might have been around the time of a previous Express, or maybe it was the first Boomchucks album. And somebody asked you what your favorite Dylan album was, and I liked what you said. You said, "My favorite album at the moment."
Yeah, it is that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does change. There's that's true.
And you said Nashville Skyline, which for me was my favorite, and probably is going to be my closet, my deep favorite all the time.
Yeah.
But I always find reasons to love another album just as much, if not more, for a while. But
me too. I've been digging into Blonde on Blonde lately, and finding some of the deeper tracks on that I really like.
50 years ago last week.
Yeah.
Quite a thing. And do you know Pet Sounds was released on the same day?
I did not know that.
That's like an epicenter of pop music right there. You know, it's a good day for rock.
Day, yeah.
So, wow. Blonde on Blonde. How about you, Brad? Do you have a favorite you lean to?
Yeah, that's tough. The Basement Tapes are still kind of, as a general collection, are always fun to explore, just because I kind of like that rawness of a lot of it. Yeah.
You know, it was a little heartbreaking for me to realize that the Basement Tapes album from 73 wasn't, or 75, it wasn't, you know, the band tracks were really just studio tracks that they kind of made sound like a Basement album and, you know, that kind of thing. But you listen to the real tapes, which have now been released in their full glory.
Right.
And I've had a bootleg for years of, you know, the 5-disc set that just had a lot of really wonderful little bits in there that just came out and just were so
it's
wonderful.
It's kind of more like a treasure hunt, I guess.
It really
is.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just been lately, but I agree. Yeah, it depends.
So tomorrow night at the Rex, and you guys are playing. But the list of people that are on, you know, that are on the list for tomorrow night playing, it's really the whole album. It's everybody showing up who's had something to do with this album and others as well. So,
yeah.
Do you guys know when you specifically are playing, or is it just sort of you're gonna?
We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have.
Which I think it plays into the spirit of the evening though too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you know our big thing is always the train. On Thursday, where the Blood on the Tracks Express, everyone boards at the depot, and then there are two bar cars on the train. One features acoustic music, and the other is the electric car, and that features more rock and roll stuff. And now this year they added a VIP card called the Million Dollar Bash car that's going to have Cowboy Angel Blue in it, and then the other cars are Superior Siren is on board. The Feeding Leroy is on board. Those are the two acoustic acts.
Yeah.
And then Eric Koskinen and the Four on the Floor are in the rockin' car.
Mm-hmm.
So that loads at 5:30 and pulls away at 6. And if people want tickets for that, they're online at Eventbrite or they're at the Fetus here in Duluth.
Now, does it ever get up to the rapid train tempo like you just played on Honey, Just Lie, One More Chance? I mean, or is it more?
It gets a little wild.
Does it?
Yeah, at least the party gets up to that tempo.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the clickety clack and hitting
no,
that
yeah,
speed.
They don't
that'd
go that
something.
Fast. It's really actually a gorgeous ride on the way up. You know, it's still daylight, of course, and you head up, and the rivers are full from spring. And every year so far, it's just been a gorgeous day. So we'll see if we can keep that tradition going. But you see Lake Superior a lot, you see the Duluth Hillside a lot, and there's something just kind of surreal about being on a historic train, clickety clacking, and listening to great music. That's kind of fun to do at least once a year. And then it pulls up to the American Legion, and that's where Jamie and I would do an all Dylan set there every year. That's kind of our annual tradition. We play the American Legion. Everybody gets off the train. And so, it's a good time.
Good. Hey, Tom, another question for you. Were all of the tracks for this record recorded at Sacred Heart with you there, or did any of them submit something they did in their basement, or did you want to have?
They were all at Sacred Heart here in Duluth.
That seems to me like a good spiritual center for something like this to happen. It's
it's
like
great.
The Duluth place to be to record, and it's certainly a nationally known, recognized studio space. So, but it's great that you have them all in.
Everybody came through. We started in December and finished in about May, I guess.
Yeah, did it take a couple of days with each band, or was it just a matter of scheduling?
A lot of scheduling. We tried to get folks in within 4 or 5 hours, lay down a track. It's pretty much recorded live and in the moment.
Oh, that's
the
good.
The majority of it. So,
yeah,
try to capture that.
Fantastic. And it's being released tomorrow. This is the fourth one. I always feel like there should be another one that I forget about, but it's the fourth one, right?
Yep, it's the fourth
four.
One.
That's Bring It All Back to Duluth Does Dylan, being released tomorrow night at the Rex Bar. Tomorrow night, 7:30 is when the music starts, but the doors open at 7. And the list of people, as I say, you got Murder of Crows, you got Eric Koskinen, which you guys mentioned before, Feeding Leroy, Superior Siren, who also contributed to the album, and they're playing on the Blood of the Tracks Express, as you mentioned, and the Boomchucks, of course, and many, many others. So it's going to be a great night, of course. So now, you guys, with Antidote, which you put out in the fall, and you had recorded with Tom at Sacred Heart, Now, there was a bit of a gap between your first and your second album. Do you have a third album in the works already, or are you going to kind of let it breathe a bit? Or
we're just enjoying these songs, and no plans to get back in the studio. But I wouldn't mind getting back in with Fab Chance, because I think that was a good experience. Mm.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we don't move too fast. Just, you know, that just enables us to keep doing it.
Right.
But yeah, I hope so. I hope we do that again.
Cool.
For too long.
Well, I'd love to hear another song from you guys, if you could.
I like to play this song called Caroline Number 2. And this is a sequel to a song off a record that I did called Wet Dog. And it had a song called Caroline on it. And this is the sequel to that. It's called Caroline Number 2. There's really no logic to that other than I like that name. It's got a lot of vowels in it.
That's a great reason.
It makes it for a good good chorus. So this is called Caroline Number 2. Anyway, thanks for having us on.
Indeed.
I know we never got that much money in. I always have to ride the bus. Got a baby now and another one coming. What will become of us? Oh, 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 Caroline. Oh, 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 Caroline. Oh, oh, Caroline. I think we're gonna be just fine. I think we're gonna be just fine. Say you don't mind them secondhand dresses, wear these spray painted shoes. I got a watch, but the secondhand is stopped in. I know you got the spray paint blues. Oh, 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 Caroline. Oh, oh, oh. Think we're gonna be just fine. Think we're gonna be just fine. When will we be finally free? I was twisted in the drugs. Caroline, when you're here beside me, I just kind of feel filled up.
Chuck's live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. They're playing tomorrow night at the Rex with many other groups who are all part of the latest release, which is happening tomorrow night, of Bring It All Back to Duluth Does Dylan. Doors open at 7. Music starts at 7:30. You guys are also as part of the Blood on the Tracks Express as part of the 75th birthday of Bob Dylan this year for Duluth Dylan Fest. It's going to be quite a ride, I'm sure, as well as all the other great events happening this week. And thanks so much, fellas, again, for being in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
This is live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean, help from Quentin Stille, as well as Tom Fabjans here on the board. Thanks so much, Tom, for your help. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, you can go to kmd.org, click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is live from Studio A and 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.